This week on The Marquee, we've got Halloween horrors and an obscure sci-fi epic. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Cloud Atlas is the newest film from the Matrix's Wachowskis and Run Lola Run director Tom Tickfer. A star-studded cast including Tom Hanks, Halle Berry, Jim Broadbent, Hugh Grant, and Hugo Weaving all play multiple roles spanning the past, present, and future, showing how a simple act of kindness can change a person's fate.
For something a little less cloudy, there's Chasing Mavericks. This inspirational sports drama tells the true story of a young would-be surfer who asks a surfing legend, played by Gerard Butler, to teach him how to brave the waves.
Silent Hill Revelation 3D is the sequel to the mildly successful 2006 horror film Silent Hill and is based on the plot of the Silent Hill 3 video game. Instead of trying to explain a plot involving a ghost town, alternate dimensions, and a teenage girl being used as a vessel for the birth of Satan, I'll just say that if you enjoyed the first film or the game series, you might want to check it out. Otherwise, you might want to skip it.
Well, forget about the horror flicks. Fun Size is a different kind of Halloween movie. This teen comedy tells the story of a high school girl whose plans to attend the biggest, coolest Halloween party in town are ruined when her mother makes her babysit her little brother.
Also opening in Columbus, Matthew McConaughey and Zac Efron are reporters trying to exonerate a convicted killer, played by John Cusack, in The Paperboy. Nicole Kidman's performance as a mysterious death row groupie has garnered her a level of praise she hasn't enjoyed in years. The Paperboy is directed by Lee Daniels, who previously helmed Precious.
Opening at the Gateway, Tales of the Night is another artistic animated film from the creator of Azur and Asmar, this time in 3D. The film is filled with fables, each set in a different exotic locale.
The Oranges is a quirky family comedy about two families whose close friendship is shaken when the father of one family starts an affair with the daughter of another.
Oscar winners Jean Dujardin and Marianne Cotillard are among the ensemble cast of the French comedy Little White Lies. When a man is hurt in an accident right before his friend's annual vacation, it leads the others to open up about some of the things they've kept hidden for years. But as curious as I am about Fun Size this week, the trio of talented directors involved in Cloud Atlas make it worthy of my pick of the week.
I'm going to give a shaky recommendation to Cloud Atlas as well. It's long, clocking in at nearly 3 hours, and co-stars Halle Berry, but it is strangely satisfying and wildly inventive.
Or if you'd prefer some action and laughs in the comfort of your own living room, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Magic Mike. Channing Tatum stars as a budding entrepreneur who's trying to fund his custom furniture business with his job as a stripper.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter hunts its way onto DVD and Blu-ray just 3 weeks ahead of Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. Which film is more historically accurate? Think Tora 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 versus 1941.
In Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, an unlikely duo, played by Steve Carell and Keira Knightley, sets out on a road trip in a last-ditch attempt to find a little bit of happiness before a massive asteroid destroys the planet. Outlandish at times, grim at others, it isn't the typical mainstream release, but it's both sweet and funny, a refreshingly unconventional road trip adventure.
If you don't fancy a trip to the theater this week, check out a few of the latest Blu-ray releases, including the 30th anniversary edition of Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, a 3D release of iRobot, and individual releases of Universal's monster classics, including Frankenstein, Dracula, The Wolfman, and more.
Well, there are a couple of worthwhile options this week, but I've got to give Magic Mike my pick. Channing Tatum's had a great year, thanks to this movie and 21 Jump Street, and the outrageous dance numbers alone make this one worth a second viewing.
It's a double dip, but if you missed out on picking up the original out-of-print Blu-ray of Blade Runner, this is a great opportunity to pick up one of the greatest sci-fi films of all time.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for airline adventures and a video game villain. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
we all go a little mad sometimes.